This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India stands firmly and with full conviction with Israel in the fight against terrorism. In a first-ever address to Israeli Parliament Knesset by an Indian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi delivered a powerful message of solidarity with Israel, asserting that terrorism anywhere threatens peace everywhere. Emphasizing that no cause can justify the murder of civilians, he said India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time.
India stands with Israel firmly, with full conviction in this moment and beyond. No cause can justify the murder of civilians. Nothing can justify terrorism. India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. We have consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism with no double standards.
Mr. Modi said he has brought with him the greetings of 1.4 billion Indians and a message of friendship, respect and partnership. Prime Minister also mentioned that Jewish communities have lived in India without fear of persecution or discrimination. Mr. Modi described the Gaza Peace Initiative endorsed by UN Security Council as a path towards just and durable peace in the region. He said India has expressed its firm support for the initiative. Prime Minister said, for the last few years, India has been the fastest growing major economy in the world.
India has been the fastest growing major economy in the world. Soon, we will be among the top three economies globally. At the same time, Israel is a powerhouse of innovation and technological leadership. This creates a natural foundation for our forward-looking partnership. We are committed to expanding trade, strengthening investment flows, and promoting joint infrastructure development.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with the Speaker of the Knesset Medal in recognition of his exceptional contribution to strengthening strategic relations between India and Israel. The Indian Prime Minister is the first leader to receive this medal, which is the highest honor of the Knesset, the Israeli Parliament. The award was conferred by Knesset Speaker Amir Ohana after Prime Minister Modi's address at the Israeli Parliament. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stated that India has consistently underlined dialogue over confrontation, consensus over division, and human-centric development over narrow interests. In his remarks at the high-level segment of the 61st session of the Human Rights Council, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that India remains firm and uncompromising in its opposition to terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The National Investigation Agency has arrested two more individuals allegedly linked to the conspiracy behind the bomb blast in Delhi's Red Fort area, pushing the total number of arrests in the case to 11. The arrested persons have been identified as Zameer Ahmed Ahangar, a resident of Gandharbal, Jammu and Kashmir, and Tufail Ahmed Bhatt, a resident of Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir. According to the NIA, both were actively involved in the plot and had supplied weapons to the prime accused in the blast case. The explosion, which occurred on November 10, 2025, claimed 11 lives and left several people injured. Indian Railways has made elaborate arrangements to facilitate smooth, safe and comfortable travel for passengers during the upcoming Holi festival. To manage the anticipated surge in passenger traffic, Railways has decided to operate 1,244 Holi special train trips across various railway zones till 18th of next month. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup 2026, New Zealand defeated Sri Lanka by 61 runs in their Group 2 Super 8 clash in Colombo last night. Today, two matches are scheduled. In the first one, West Indies will take on South Africa in the Super 8 Group 1 in Ahmedabad. And in the other fixture, India will face Zimbabwe in the Super 8 Group 1 in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.